Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Tensions in Syria have reached a new, dangerous level as violent incidents are on the rise. The United Nations reports a significant escalation of hostilities in Syria's northeast, while at the same time, ISIL is ratcheting up its rate of attacks, particularly in the central desert area. Meanwhile, the suffering of the Syrian people keeps increasing. One bright spot is the Syrian regime's reauthorization of 3 border crossings for delivery of humanitarian aid. This includes Bab al-Hawa, which has for many years served as the only point of entry for aid heading to Syria's northwestern regions, where it is needed the most. Nonetheless, the Syrian regime is still playing games with people's lives. It continues to grant consent only in short-term increments, said Robert Wood, U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs at the UN. On August 12th, the regime extended permission for the UN to use the Bab al-Salam and al-Ray border crossings just one day before their authorization expired, and it once again granted consent for only 3 months.
While this extension was welcome news by the people who depend on and deliver humanitarian assistance, the United States continues to urge the Council to call on the regime to allow for more predictable and longer-term access. This would enable humanitarian actors to plan, deploy staff, and use resources more effectively.
Syria is struggling with a slew of problems that cannot be addressed without a political process in place. But the Syrian Constitutional Committee has not met since June 2022. Ambassador Wood called on the regime not only to agree to a meeting of the Constitutional Committee, but also to commit to meaningful participation.
We reiterate that we will not fund regime-led reconstruction and that U.S. sanctions will remain in place until, at a minimum, there is concrete, measurable progress toward a political solution in line with Resolution 2254.
Resolution 2254 calls for a political settlement in Syria. We continue to support the Syrian people's calls for peace, dignity, security, and justice. And we support the exercise by Syrians of their rights of peaceful assembly and freedom of expression, said Ambassador Wood.
Syrians have suffered for far too long, and their increasingly dire plight demands a robust response from the international community.
We must recommit ourselves, said Ambassador Wood, to providing the political will and collective action to help Syrians who are in desperate need.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.